The Battle of the Flight Planners takes an interesting turn. The U.S. struggles on missile defense. And Midair USA abandons Central New York for Central Florida. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, December 20th, 2010. The lawsuit against the free RunwayFinder.com flight planning service by FlightPrep.com, claiming patent infringement, may not be as over as it appeared last week. Dave Parsons of Runway Finder shut down his website and blogged that while he saw problems with Flight Prep's claims, it made no sense financially to fight them. Now, after a more careful review of both the claim and the patent documentation, Parsons says not only does he plan to challenge Flight Prep, but will allow us to follow the process on his blog. 2011 just got a little more interesting. Read much more detail on this story in the text version, dated December 19th, at aero-news.net. The U.S. continues to struggle with a viable defense against intercontinental missiles. In the latest try last Wednesday, an interceptor missile called an EKV, or Exo-Atmospheric Kill Vehicle, failed to intercept its target over the Pacific Ocean, despite what appeared to be a normal functioning of the sea-based X-band radar that locates the target. The system is managed by Boeing, and this is the second consecutive failure. The timing of the next test will be decided once an investigation determines the cause of Wednesday's failure, which the Missile Defense Agency called a tremendous setback. An airborne high-powered laser anti-missile system, which had been showing some promise, has been defunded to the point it's now considered unlikely for deployment. Melbourne International Airport in Florida will soon become the new home for Midair USA, which is currently based in Rome, New York. Florida Today is reporting the company has a contract to repair Boeing 747s and says the Melbourne site has the space needed to complete that work. The move will add 450 jobs to the Space Coast. News Channel 13 in Central Florida indicates that Midair USA intends to spend $28 million on its new maintenance facility in Melbourne. The 747s could start arriving as early as February. The news is especially bad for the Utica-Rome market in central New York, where the 7.7% unemployment rate represents a 20-year high. The pilot of a Cirrus SR-22 flying over Nacogdoches County, Texas, in the early morning hours of Thursday, experienced engine trouble, but was unhurt when he deployed his airframe parachute. KTRE Television reports that James Caffey was en route from LaPorte to Longview when he lost power. He reported deploying the chute when it became apparent he would not make the runway. The plane came down in a residential neighborhood about 25 yards from a house. The SR-22 reportedly hit some power lines on the way down, but Caffey was apparently uninjured. Up next on ANN, ITT is cleared for the next step in the ADS-B rollout. Bonus depreciation gets passed by Congress. And Boeing has to take a dozen airplane orders off the books. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through innovation. It's what led us to develop Cirrus Flying 2.0, the framework for a bold new take on private aviation. And as a result, the gap between the aircraft we produce and those of our competitors continues to widen. Cirrus knows where the personal aircraft industry is headed. We're already there.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for December 20th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has given clearance to ITT Corporation of White Plains, New York, to deploy its ADS-B satellite-based air traffic surveillance system nationwide. ITT provides radios, routers, and radio control stations for the program. Since 2007, ITT has been under contract to the FAA to deploy ADS-B ground infrastructure following implementation at four sites in Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, Louisville, Kentucky, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The next step involves essential services, which cover TISB, which is Traffic Information Services Broadcast, and FISB, Flight Information Services Broadcast. TISB provides air traffic situational awareness from ground sources such as radar. FISB provides information such as weather reports. The company claims 300 radio stations have been completed and projects 800 by 2013 when the program is complete. Congress has passed, and President Obama has signed, a compromise tax bill, which includes the extension of 100% bonus depreciation of assets worth up to $500,000 acquired after September 8, 2010 through December 31st of next year. The expense can be a new or used airplane purchased in 2010 and 2011. As might be expected, both Gamma and NBAA are very pleased. Boeing says it's lost a dozen orders for airplanes, including 3 777s and 1 787. The company also lost a net 4 orders for 737s, with 8 being canceled and 4 new orders on the books. The Associated Press reports the 777s and 787 together would have been worth $882 million. List prices for the 737s run from $57 to $86 million each. The FAA has added all models of the Eurocopter Deutschland EC-135 to an FAA supplemental type certificate, allowing installation of the MaxVis EVS-1500 dual optical zoom infrared enhanced vision system by OneSky Aviation. The EVS-1500 is already available on the EC-135 through a Eurocopter factory in Germany. This STC will support the legacy market and large numbers of aftermarket platforms. OneSky Aviation says its ergonomic design changes improve the man-machine interface. Still ahead, NASA names a new associate deputy administrator. World Fuel Services acquires the Hiller Group. And it's the season of peace on Earth, even for some unions. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, December 20th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA named Richard Keegan as the agency's Associate Deputy Administrator on Thursday. He replaces Charles Scales, who's held the position since April of 2007. Scales is retiring. The Associate Deputy Administrator assists and supports NASA's administrator and deputy administrator during day-to-day agency operations, across the broad scope of institutional and workforce issues, and with contingency and continuity of operations planning. Keegan has held a series of management roles since coming to NASA in 2002. World Fuel Services said Thursday it has signed a definitive agreement to acquire the Hiller Group and certain affiliates. Hiller is a general aviation fuel distribution business based in Tampa, Florida, with volume of more than 120 million gallons, and is a leading supplier of aviation fuel to more than 600 FBOs and corporate flight departments. It also provides a full range of support services, including marketing, freight expertise, and credit card processing. Following completion of the prerequisite deals with pilots and cabin crew unions, Southwest Airlines is talking in more detail about its hope to bring some of Boeing's longer 737-800 models into the fleet, alongside the familiar 737-700. CEO Gary Kelly last week spoke before the Wings Club in New York City and said Southwest will convert 20 of its 737-700 orders to 800s, with the first delivery scheduled for March of 2012. The 800s will be extended-range ETOPS models and feature Boeing's new Sky interior, modeled after the Dreamliner. And finally today, 2010 is ending in a very tidy way for some outstanding contract disputes. The Joint Negotiating Committee for the pilots of Pinnacle Airlines, Mesaba Airlines, and Colgan Air reports that after 6 years of negotiations and some round-the-clock sessions in recent weeks, a tentative agreement has been reached with Pinnacle Management on a joint collective bargaining deal. This is the first step in the process of merging the three pilot groups, all of which are represented by the ALPA, the Airline Pilots Association. Work remains before the deal can take effect. The full language has to be written. Then the separate master executive councils of the three airlines will have to approve and refer the agreements for a ratification vote by the combined pilot group. Mesaba Pilot Group Chairman Captain Mark Nagel says the deal includes industry-leading job security, wages, benefits, and work rules. And Horizon Air's technicians have ratified a new four-year contract, which marks the successful conclusion of all the airline's active labor negotiations. About 72% of Horizon's mechanics voted, and more than 65 of them voted in favor, according to the Teamsters. The new contract took effect on Thursday. Among the provisions, Horizon's 337 mechanics will gain participation in the airline's performance-based incentive plan. The contract became amendable in November of 2008. In April of 2009, Horizon's technicians, who had previously been represented by the Aircraft Mechanics Fraternal Association, voted to make the Teamsters their new representative. New negotiations began in October of 2009, and a tentative agreement was reached on November 3rd of this year. So I guess it's peace on earth, goodwill toward management. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves tells us why it's important to our safety to stop flying airliner-sized traffic patterns in our small GA aircraft. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.